globe light painting, the first thing you notice is the patch of yellow-orange at the top of the light. The globe light is one of those outside the Houses of Parliament, large globes of intricate ironwork, delicate yet strong and with a capacity to bring light. But a light is only useful when it's lit. The rest of the time, it's in the way. The globe appears distorted on the right, a trick of perspective, perhaps. That's how it came out, and yes, I did check the angles. The left-hand side is more controlled and structured. To the right is Elizabeth Tower. The clock and her crowning glory are hidden out of sight. In the bottom corner lurks Portcullis House. But this is the globe light painting. The lamp takes centre stage. I find lights fascinating. I've a childlike curiosity about how they work and how they look and operate. This one is no different, other than grander than most. Light powers our lives, especially during the winter months. With light, things are clear and possible, positive even. Without light, who knows? We talk about dark nights of the soul for good reason. We need light to function, yet it's so basic we take it for granted until it fails. The globe light painting, with its brilliant yellow patch, shouts out against a backdrop of muted colours, indigo blue and brown. Light allows us to see the colour in the world. Even the greys and dark colours would be nothing without a little light. Without light, there are no reflections, and I love reflections. How can things shine if they don't reflect light? Spend time looking at the colours before you move on.